neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
A chapter of management. Nazir, Persian, they call it Naz, is the same letters that they use. This chapter, as the root of this chap is, this term is Nazir. What's the root? Rishay, Shoresh? Zar. Yeah, Zar, very nice. Right, but the root comes from Zar. What does Zar mean?
Strange.
Strange, beautiful, very nice. So Nazir or Naz, it's a concept of Zar. What does it mean? That what is called neder or nezirut? Usually, people, they do things that they're comfortable with, they like to, or it tastes good, or the time fits them. But if it doesn't taste good, or they don't like the place, or the time doesn't matches their schedule, so they stay away. So now here we see Nazir has to do something that is Zar for him. You understand the concept? This is called Nazr, Neder. As it says, Yafli. Yafli comes from Pele. Yafli Neder. That means it does.
Yafli is not Zar.
Yeah, Yafli means Pele. That means the reason that he's honored with Nezer Okam al Rosho, because he's doing something that's impossible for him. Because for some people, usually to start something new is very, very, very difficult. It's impossible. They say, Harfesh Roham Nazan. That means, don't even talk about it. It's that they don't consider it. So people usually, they do things that is comfortable for them. They enjoy it. It's not difficult. Matches their schedule. But if something that is new and they never done it, so forget it. So now here, which is giving credit to a person that goes through this process and becomes greater than Kohen Gadol. Greater than Kohen Gadol. How do we know? Because this Nazir, he cannot have any contact with impurity, Tum'ah, somebody that passed away. But Kohen Gadol is commanded to be occupied with Met Mitzvah. But Nazir is Asur. But he's just a simple man. His father is not Levi, Kohen, nothing. But all of a sudden, he becomes such a great, special, unique person. So now, why people, they hesitate to do something that is Zar, strange, why? I mean, you don't know, but just guess. Why? Say, Hazarbo. Because they have Gava. Because they have ego. You say, you know, it's in my kavod. I know what I'm doing. I'm okay without it, right? So I don't need to do it because I'm complete, I'm perfect. Actually, I'm an angel. I came to this olam by mistake, so you should know this. So I don't need to add anything to my schedule. So that shows the gava. So now there's a character that in our history is called Yerobam. You heard about him? Right, very nice. Yerobam, it says in the Gemara, he's a very, very knowledgeable after Torah. Yerobam was a very great Talmid Chacham. So now, what happened all of a sudden, he decided to worship idols, and not only that, he made Am Yisrael to worship idols. What happened all of a sudden? Because Gemara explains that he used to come up with insights that was never heard. You know, what a level he attained, never they heard such a beautiful chidushim. He knew so much the depth of the Torah. So what happened? Why all of a sudden he went off path? What happened? So Gemara explains that We have a halacha that if the king of the Yehuda enters the Beit HaMikdash, they can sit down. Because usually people that they go there for korbanot, they're not permitted to sit. Because that's a disrespect. You cannot just sit and feel comfortable. Chas v'shalom is not a park. Like saying Beit Knesset, Chas v'shalom, you cannot put your leg on the other leg. It's asur. Or to take a nap, Chas v'shalom. You know, to in Beit Knesset, you know, to sleep, God forbid. So now here in Beit HaMikdash more so, that we have very, very delicate halachot, such as you come from one gate, you have to go from the other gate. So you don't feel like, you know, this is Chas v'shalom, you know, this is a museum, Chas v'shalom, or sit. So now, unfortunately at the time that I'm saying there was a division. We had Melech Yehuda and Melech Israel. So now, so Yeroboam was not from the tribe of Yehuda. So he said, what is this? I'm a king. Now, Melech Yehuda, because he's from the tribe of Yehuda, from David Melech of Shalom, so he can sit. I cannot sit. What is this? So he could not take it. He said, I'm a king. So what did he do? He came with the idea. So he said that I'm gonna, because when the people come and then they see Melech Yehuda is sitting and he cannot sit. So he felt that he's being embarrassed. It's embarrassment for him. So what did he do? He set an idol, Gemara says, from Dan to Beersheba. And he stopped people to go to Beit HaMikdash. So people would not see such a difference between the king of Yehuda and king of Israel. So that's how he started it. For what? Because he felt that if I'm not permitted to sit, that would take out from my pride. So his Gava caused such a disaster for Am Yisrael that they worshipped idols. He made them to worship idol. He prevented them to go to Beit HaMikdash. So now, listen to this. The Master and the team brings that Ribono Shel Olam came to him and grabbed his jacket. He said, Yerobam, come, do Teshuvah. I accept your Teshuvah. Ribono Shel Olam. So now, would you accept such an offer? No? He says, Tafeso HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yerobam BeVigdo. He grabbed his jacket. He says, come, do Teshuvah. So what did he say? Ribono Shel Olam told him, listen, if you do Teshuvah, me, Ben Ishai, and you, we're going to walk together in Gan Eden, together. What did he say? No, he said yes, in one condition.
He walks in front of Hashem.
So now, yeah, he said, fine. But who's going to go first?
No.
Who's going to go first? You see.
Meant only between him and Ben Ishai.
No, but stay. We see even this offer was not too attractive for him. That he walked with Ribono Shel Olam is not enough. That he has to be in the first of the line.
That's good spot.
You know what that is? See, this is not a story. This is, many times we feel, you know, fine, okay. But I'm not getting the kavod that I should. But many, many circumstances that we ran into, many, many, many moments in our life, I feel, okay, fine. I'm here, I have it. I was honored, but I'm not 3AA, not the one that towed the car. I have to be in front of the picture. I have to be recognized. So if I'm not recognized, forget it. I have to be first of the line. So that's what exactly we see at the moment that Yerobam is such a churban, disaster for Am Yisrael. Still, Ribono Shel Olam came and gave him a chance. He could grab it, but he was not satisfied. Even the opportunity that Hashem gave him, but still, his Gava didn't permit him that Ben Ishai, the Mashiach, will go first. So you be second. No, it's not enough. And that's what it is. people, it's very interesting, when they argue, when they have a discussion, they don't give up till they say the last word. Why? Because when you say the last word, that means you're right. So don't say the last word. No, I have to say something that I have something to say. Or sometimes they say, if they're Sadiq, they say, I'm not going to tell you anything, but I have something to tell you. These are the Sadiq type. You say, what I need to tell you, I'm not going to tell you. You know, what kind of feeling you give to people? That, you know, you can shatter him, you can break him, you can bang him in the head. Why? What kind of satisfaction you give? But that's how it is. I'm front of the line. And this is the story. So the Nazir, back to the Nazir, that's how it is. The Nazir, he did Yafli. What does the Yafli mean? It's a pele. Why? It's not that he is separate from the wine. There are many, many, many things that in life, it's hard for us to stay away from it. And the hardest aim, the hardest one, that one can let go, is the kavod. Because when you now receive the kavod, see, you don't have nothing. That's the feeling it gives you. But this is exactly the message here is. If you can let go, nezer elokav berosho. Zar. What does it mean? The hardest thing in life is to let go with this kavod. And the cause of this is the gava. Hashem is like, you know, to be honored, privileged, this all this beautiful crown of humbleness. To be anav amitim is like Hashem. Hashem Baruch Hu is like, Yehutanu, Bebnei Shai. Even though that you're behind, it's okay. You will come, we'll stay behind. Far away, we'll greet them as that Hashem Mekarov. Koila Nishomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koila Nishomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koila Nishomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koila Nishomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.